This is Fresh Air. Most people who live in a big city have days when the frustrations of city life are so overwhelming, they think about getting out. Daniel Halpern has a poem about that, which I quite like, called Leaving the City. It's published in his new collection, Foreign Neon. Halpern teaches in the graduate writing program at Columbia University. He runs the small press Echo Press and edits the literary magazine Antaeus. So here's Daniel Halpern to introduce his poem.
I spent the first 20 years of my life in Los Angeles and the second 20 in New York, and it seemed to me that now that 40-some-odd years have elapsed, it was time to move elsewhere. And this was my vehicle by which I plan to move. It's called Leaving the City. We were complaining about the streets, how there were none left, whole, and the general disrepair of everything the eye cared to consider. We were complaining about those abandoned to the streets, their mobile homes, and the window washers on the street corners who muddied the clear windows of our cars. And of course, we recognize the pure danger here for what it is and placed it high on our list of complaints. We said we had to leave. We said there was no reason to undergo what daily the city placed before us, on our dish, as it were, the undeniable diminishing returns. Our politics made it impolitic to hate the helpless, the homeless, or the enemies of our well-being. And the mayor refused to engage in meaningful dialogue, thinking only to give over his problems to us, with the single exception of his carefully selected wardrobe. We wondered how we had stayed, if we might have overstayed, and now there was no getting out. We felt the energies pulse through us, the need to respond to the 5 million messages passing through the lines of communication, to the waiting services of private answering equipment. We felt love dissipate in the humidity of the city summer, the longing for real life at a moderate pace. Well, just the greenery of out of town, the casual, easygoing good day. And finally, as the electrical sun weakened on its dimmer, we wept openly for our exhaustion.
Daniel Halpern, you said that you wrote this poem before actually deciding to leave the city?
Well, I've been leaving, in fact, for the last 10 years. It seemed I was always on my way back to California.
So where are you living now?
In New York.
In the city?
Yeah, but we moved this week to Princeton and Hopewell, New Jersey.
Oh, so this is the week you're actually getting out.
This is the week, the very week.
So what are your thoughts this week, actually getting out of the city?
Well, as I said to somebody on the phone today, the weather was so beautiful yesterday, and it's so beautiful in the city today, and I hear it's going to be very fine tomorrow, which covers the past, present, and future. I'm having second thoughts.
I want to ask you about a couple of lines in the poem that I particularly like. The longing for real life at a moderate pace. Is this a goal of yours now?
That's about nature, you see, at a moderate pace. The biggest selling point for me leaving the city was the idea that time outside of New York City is about twice as long. An hour in New York is worth two in the country. And as you get older, those hours begin to add up and count. And I think, you know, at this point at 45 or 46, I want those extra hours.
The last line of the poem, we wept openly for our exhaustion. Can I ask what you were thinking about in that particular line?
I was thinking about all of the negative things about dealing with New York City, the water mains that break, the traffic, the rudeness, the inherent danger, the fact that in the old days, if somebody irritated you, you could get mad. You could respond with anger. Now, there's so much gratuitous response that you don't know what's going to happen to you. I mean, you pound on the hood of a car because it almost runs you down in an intersection, and you could be faced with two shotguns out of either window. So you're robbed of your kind of basic primitive responses, which are important to me. In Princeton, for example, I can throw rocks at deers who are eating my plants.
So you're still teaching at Columbia, aren't you?
That's right.
So there's a big commute in your future?
You've caught me on a small lie. I'll still be in the city 1 or 2 days a week. It's impossible, really, to cut it off completely. You know, you need a small tube running from the country to the city. And my teaching at Columbia is important to me. I don't like the bureaucracy of the academy, but I love my students, and I love talking about poetry with people who are writing it, who are starting out, and it's important for me to keep that connection, both as a teacher, as a poet, and as an editor of a magazine and a press.
If you're just joining us, my guest is poet Daniel Halper, and he's also the editor of the Echo Press. And we're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Poet Daniel Halpern is my guest. He has a new collection just published by Knopf called Foreign Neon. You said before that you lived in Los Angeles for 20 years and in New York for 20 years. What brought you to New York?
Actually, I went from Los Angeles to Tangier. I had met Paul Bowles, and he had suggested coming over there to witness a culture that was, he was convinced, very alien to anything I'd experienced before. So I went there, and I ended up staying. And in Tangier, Paul suggested starting the literary magazine Antaeus. So Tangier represented, in many ways, my kind of graduate work. I was a psychology major in college, and when I went to Tangier, I got involved in reading, really in a sense for the first time, directed by Paul. And when he suggested starting a literary magazine, I'd never seen a literary magazine before. But he felt that we could do it together, and so we started Antaeus there in 1969.
It must have been pretty wild traveling with him to Tangier.
Well, he was in Tangier. He had lived there for 30 years at that point. And he was in California teaching at a state university at Northridge, in Northridge, California. And when I met him, he was spending, I guess, a semester there, 3 months, and he was on his way back.
You are the editor and publisher of a small literary press, the Echo Press. Your new book of poems is published by, you know, one of the majors, Knopf, which is like the leading literary press in the major publishers. How do you see the responsibilities dividing up nowadays between the major publishing houses and the small houses? Having a foot in each?
That's a long and complicated question. I think that what the small presses are doing in this country is extremely important. They're having a very difficult time. I mean, people are buying fewer books now, and if you see a 10% cut in general book sales, the effect is much greater to a small press than it is to a trade publisher who can rely on the chains to back up that loss. I guess part of your question is, why don't I publish my own poems with a small press?
Gee, that really wasn't my question, but you're welcome to answer it.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I could certainly see why you wouldn't. I mean, let's face it, the larger presses have better distribution, better advertising and promotion.
Do you want to add
to that list?
Yeah, I think that's partially true. I think that the good small presses have taken care of distribution. We, for example, distribute through W.W. Norton, and they do an extremely good job for us. It's true that we don't have large advertising budgets for any of our books, really, but especially for poetry. But then very few trade publishers, if they do publish poetry, have any advertising budget at all. The good thing about books of poetry is they sell in spite of publishing houses. You know, they have their audience, and people find the books eventually.
I want to get back to your upcoming move. What are you doing with your Manhattan apartment? They're in such demand.
I'm keeping that apartment.
So you're subletting?
No, it'll just be there, empty, waiting.
Oh, you are really cheating.
Well, you know, I've got to be in the city to teach.
Right.
And I will use that as a sort of editorial office in the city to meet people and be here when I need to. I mean, since we are in publishing and a lot of writers come through New York and won't be able to get to Princeton, I want to come in and have a chance to meet with them and have a place to go for those meetings.
Daniel Halpern, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Daniel Halpern's new collection of poems, Foreign Neon, is published by Knopf. This is Fresh Air.